Hello, my loves. I have two pieces for you today. I had work accepted into the Seattle Erotic Art Festival anthology. The festival was this past weekend, so I did a stage reading of an excerpt of one of the anthology pieces, and I was also included in the ekphrastic tour, where the literary authors pick a piece of art to write something about. So I have an excerpt from one of my anthology pieces here, which is the stage reading, and then I have the piece I wrote for the ekphrastic tour. So we're starting with the stage reading, and then I'm going to explain the art that I wrote about for the next piece and read the next piece. For the next podcast episode, I will read the full pieces that are in the anthology. But for now, here is the stage reading. In her living room, after she poured us glasses of wine, she stepped closer to me. A spool of silver thread, perceptible by a sixth sense, extended from her to me. I wanted her mouth, wanted to know the flavor of her tongue and what the texture of her skin felt like beneath my palms. Her Cheshire Cat smile gave me pause. I felt like a mouse, unsure of whether or not her paw was going to bat me around or pull me into her soft fur. Perhaps I wanted both. I could leave or pick up the thread, follow it and her down a rabbit hole. I wrapped the end of the thread around my finger. She held my gaze and leaned in towards my mouth. I tilted my head up as she turned toward my cheek and whispered, "You're a good girl, aren't you?" The thread around my finger pulled tighter and I nodded. "I'm gonna put my mouth on you and you're gonna come when I tell you to, okay?" "Yes," I replied. I wanted it. I wanted her. I wanted to be told I was good. And after undressing me, she started inside of my hip, kissing and licking. With the tip of her finger, she traced a line up the center of my calf and hamstring until she reached my ass and took a handful of it, pulling my body to her mouth. She pried me open with her tongs, and my legs went shaky. The warm wet of her pushing into me, those glossy lips consuming my pussy, had me wild with desire. I tilted my hips forward. I took handfuls of her hair, the silver thread draping over her, pulling at my feet. I felt her nails digging into my thighs as I fucked her face. My legs shook the more she moved her tongue back and forth over my clit. I propped my foot on the edge of the couch to feel more of her. She pulled back, looked at me, and said, "Come." And as she returned to my body, I stopped trying to figure out what the thread was and where it was taking me. And when I came, head thrown back, eyes shut tight, my voice calling out, I saw in my mind a kaleidoscope of thread from other people I had encountered before now. And some were just bits of it, and some were pieces so long they could wrap around the earth twice. But none were silver, though. As I settled and stilled, she looked at me and said, "Good girl." Oh, Lord, honeys. Yes, it was so fun to read this on a stage. So good. So fun. We were told to keep our pieces under like 3 minutes or under, and then at the very last minute, they were like, "It needs to be 2:45." And I was like, "Oh no." So I felt like for the actual stage reading, I was reading very quickly, which like stresses me out a little bit, but it was all good. We made it happen. And then this next piece I have for you is from the ekphrastic tour. The piece I chose to write about is a woman who is She's lying on her back and she's looking down at her partner who is going down on her. And we see his hand like reaching for her neck. It's a very like soft and beautiful image. I saw it on my computer screen first, because I'm just scrolling through the art before the festival, obviously. And I thought it was a photograph, but when I saw it in person, I saw it was a drawing, which it made me love it even more. Like, being an art model and then seeing the beauty and the composition and the way that people create their art and the way that they see things and their style of things, just it, I mean, I feel endlessly fascinated by all of this. So there is like just a connection I felt to this piece that felt even deeper when I'm seeing like, oh, this is a drawing, right? Because it's like that's also like part of my work, is to see people's drawings and paintings of myself. So here is the piece that I wrote based on the art. She offers her hand to him, the butter-warm feeling dripping through her veins from experiencing the razor-sharp intensity of his presence and curiosity. She wants to feel the skin of his hand against hers. He swallows her arm instead, right up to the shoulder, like a starving animal. She tries to pull it back, and he bristles, so she leaves it down his throat, her mind arranging and rearranging what she want needs to make it okay that he has taken her limb. He digests her arm, works his way to her neck, and she tells herself it feels good to have his mouth on her body. The way he kisses her makes her go swollen and wet. And this is okay, right? This is what she wanted, right? The gush of her pussy says so. She stiffens as she feels his teeth trapping her nipple between them, then relaxes as he drags his tongue over it before she slips away into the recesses of her mind as he consumes her flesh, one breast, then the other. He looks up at her, desire in his eyes and remnants of her body dripping from his lips, and she wonders if he can see what she feels, if it matters, or if it's been too long since he has eaten and doesn't mean to take so much of her. She thought about how easy it would be to say stop, but who is she to keep the reward of the salty sweet of herself from him after he was so generous with his attention? He moves over her belly, teeth grazing the peak of her hip bone, looking at her, whispering, "I want to taste you," as if he hadn't taken so much of her already. She smiles a shy, frozen smile, knowing he'll stop when he's full. He doesn't wait for her to reply before pressing his mouth between her legs, pushing her open. She wonders what he is searching for with thrusting that demanding tongue into the core of her. He wonders how he got so lucky.